Hi, thank you for calling the
Okay,
Roundup
thank you.
Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Yes, good afternoon, Shireen. This is Fernando. I have Christopher Burns on the line. I
Okay.
just had reached out maybe 5 minutes ago and he got disconnected. Just want to leave that for you. All
Okay,
right.
thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hello, Christopher?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line. I'm going to be further assisting you. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents for an with another law firm? And then I
Yes.
just want to confirm your phone number. Is it 818-371-5416?
Yes.
Okay, just want to confirm, just in case the line gets disconnected, I can give you a call back, okay?
Right, I think that's what just happened.
Okay, no worries. I'll try to get through this as quick as possible without hopefully our line getting disconnected. Were you yourself or someone you loved diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Was myself.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And how are you doing now?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. Do you happen to know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you have?
The subtype, diffuse B-cell lymphoma. I don't know if that's the subtype.
Diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Correct.
And what was the date that you were diagnosed?
October 11th, 2017.
October 11, 2017. And did you spray Roundup at home or at work?
I was at home in my garden.
Okay. Did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
No.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
45.
Okay. And how many years would you say that you sprayed Roundup for? If you had to put a number
Six.
it. 6 years. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Well, I did it like once a week.
Okay. How many years would you say that you sprayed Roundup for?
Oh, shit. At least six.
Okay. We could put down six. And then have you sprayed Roundup for at least
Okay.
10 days or more in your lifetime?
Yes.
Okay, and the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone
This is a smartphone,
landline? And are you a citizen of the
yeah. I don't
United
like
States?
it, but yes.
Okay, and then can I get your address where you sprayed the Roundup?
6600 Van Alden Avenue, Reseda, California, 91335.
Okay, what can you spell the street name for me, please?
Sure. VANALV
Z-A-N?
as in Victor.
V as in Victor. Okay, that's where I lost you.
Right.
VANALDEN?
Yes,
Okay.
Avenue.
Is this your current address?
Reseda, California. Yes.
Okay. And then is there an apartment number?
Number 31.
You said apartment 31?
Yes.
Okay, just want to confirm. Thank you so much for that information. What don't you like about your phone?
Well, I'm not really a you heard that,
Yeah,
huh? Okay, so I'm old school, so I always had Droid. So with
Oh,
this
okay.
iPhone, it just connects you to everything. Every time I look at my bank account, it's some kind of Apple Pay, something coming out. I'm
Yeah.
like, oh my gosh.
No, I understand. I
Yeah.
grew up as an iPhone kid, so I couldn't relate with you, but that's how I
Exactly.
feel about Android. I think Android's too slow for me, if you want me to be honest. But even iPhone is too
See?
slow for me at this
See?
point. So,
See, I need slow.
yeah. All right. So, The next questions are going to be yes or no's. They're going to be based off your past or present medical history. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
Okay. Have you ever had an organ transplant, Epstein-Barr, lupus?
No.
Okay. And have you ever had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
And have you had a family history of cancer?
My dad died of cancer 12 years ago.
Okay, I'm very sorry for your loss. And what kind of cancer did your father have?
That I don't know. I think it was pancreas, but you can't quote me on that one.
Okay, I'll just put regular cancer.
Right, because we wasn't that close, so I really don't know exactly.
Okay, no worries. And then I have your first name, Christopher, spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R. Last name, Burns, spelled B-U-R-N-S.
Correct.
And do you have a suffix in your name?
No.
And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
And are you currently married?
No.
Same. And can I, okay. And can I get your date of birth?
2/3/1966.
And can I get your social?
273-766-6481.
Okay. And can I get your height and weight?
5'6", 155.
Okay. And then can I get your email?
WASH, like wash. WETEM at Gmail. So it's wash and wetem at Gmail.
Got it. And then what date did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup? If you had to estimate like a month and a year.
2017, maybe October-ish.
Okay. And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Well, I went to the doctor. So.
Was it the doctor that told you?
Exactly.
Did you have traces of Roundup in your system?
Well, they did a biopsy. So I guess that's how they pretty much found out.
Okay. And then if you had to put a number on it, how many times a year would you say that you used Roundup?
Well, I use Roundup maybe like once a week. So
was
I
it
was
every
using it for like 6 years.
Did you use it every
so once
month?
A week? So
or did you use it once a week
a
for every year?
Right.
Okay, basically.
See, I live in California, so I mean it's not really like no snow or nothing. So I'm
right.
Always, you know.
All right, so the math on that, there's 52 weeks in a year, and you said you used it for roughly around 6 years, so the math on that would be 312. So would you say that you used it about 52 times a year?
Easy.
Okay, and then if you had to estimate the number of exposures to Roundup of you've had in your lifetime, would you say that number is 312 or less than that or more than that?
Roughly 300. I mean,
okay.
Right.
Okay. So roughly 300. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And then approximately what month and year did you start spraying Roundup?
Well, like 2011, August, in the summer.
And then what month and year did you stop spraying Roundup?
Um, 2017 in October because I got diagnosed in October. So that's when they told me to stop.
Okay. And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
Never.
Okay. And I just want to confirm the state you used it in is California?
Correct.
And where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied to?
Okay, so I have a patio. So on my patio, it was a place where you could have plants. So I have plants outside the patio. So the whole patio is 16 by 9, but my area was maybe like 3 by 9 because part of the patio is cement and the other part was dirt, but it's 9 feet wide. So I'm going to say maybe like 3 feet in width and 9 feet wide. So 3 by 9 maybe, if okay. I had to guesstimate.
Okay. Guesstimate? All righty. And then what would you say your exposure
you
was?
You like that word.
That was funny, yeah. What was your exposure? Would you say it was occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
And did you personally spray Roundup yourself?
Yes.
And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
And then you said you were, how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it directly by spraying it at home?
Well, that's the only time I used it.
Okay. And then how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And the type of Roundup you used, was it a concentrate or a premix?
It was concentrated.
Okay. And do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases?
I can't say yes, but okay. If I had to go back through all my papers, because I don't throw a lot of stuff away, but I mean, that was like, what, 7 years ago?
Okay, we can put no for now so on the safe side, and then if you find anything, you can
okay.
hand it to the attorneys. Do you okay. have any Roundup in your possession right. currently?
No.
Okay, and then where did you purchase the Roundup? Do you remember what store?
Home Depot.
Home Depot? All right, so the yeah. next 9 questions are going to be yes or no's. Have you ever smoked?
Cigars.
Cigars? Okay. How many years have you yeah. smoked cigars for?
I'm 58, so I've been 25. But just on a case, I don't smoke them like people smoke cigarettes, so... Occasionally, but I've been okay. smoking them occasionally for like 30 years.
Okay, for like 30 years.
Right.
And are you currently employed?
Self.
Self-employed? Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
And what do you do as for work, for your self-employment?
Car wash.
Okay, so car detailing?
Yes, there you go.
Do you have an address of where you car detail? Or is it just at home?
It's mobile.
Mobile?
Yes.
Around San Fernando Valley?
Yes.
Or Los Angeles? Okay.
San Fernando Valley.
Okay. And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
During that time, yes.
Okay. And what were the dates that you were unable to work, if you had to say the month and the year?
Oh, my God. Well, when I got diagnosed in 2017, I pretty much couldn't work for like, 6-7 months because I was back and forth at the doctor. So if we had to go from just like October 2017 to
April 2018,
summer of 2018, Exactly.
The summer or April? April would be 6 months from October.
Right. That would be April, the 2018 in April.
Okay.
Was my. So I probably start back working if May.
Okay. So you were in and out of the hospital. You were in and out of the hospital doing outpatient treatment from October 2017 to April 2018?
Exactly.
Okay. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
Too long ago, like 30 years ago.
Okay. Has your bankruptcy been discharged?
Oh, definitely.
Do you remember what year you filed your bankruptcy? Or when it was
maybe
discharged,
99,
I'm sorry. 1999. Is that when it was discharged?
2000, yes. Back
okay.
in 2000, maybe.
And what court was your bankruptcy in?
Well, during that time, I didn't live in California, so I was in Ohio, so
Ohio.
I can't remember.
Okay, I'll just put Ohio court. And then do you have any details you'd like to add regarding the bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And then other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we're almost done here. Just have a couple more questions for you. What was the day that you started your treatment? Do you remember, or was it just October 2017?
The day I started treatment, I'm thinking it was maybe the 11th, 10th, 11th.
Okay. And then did you receive any stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery, or any other treatment?
Yes.
Which ones?
Wait. I'm sorry. So my treatment started, I'm thinking like the 20th, but I stopped using Roundup like the 11th because I remember when I was at the doctor.
Okay. And what kind of treatment
okay, so
did
you
receive?
Okay, so you were asking me about my... Okay, so we had... Let me remember. I had chemotherapy.
Okay.
Immunotherapy.
Okay.
And I think that's... And I had outpatient.
Okay. But did you do any radiation or anything like that? Any surgery?
Well, we had 6 cycles.
Okay. Was it all chemotherapy and immunotherapy, or did you ever do any radiation or surgery?
No.
No? Okay. And then can I get the doctor that diagnosed you? The name of the doctor?
Oh, shit. Okay. What was his name? He had the funny name. I always Dr. Tang. Dr. Tang. Ronald
okay.
Tang.
Ronald Tang.
I remembered it from the drink.
And then
Tang,
what?
T A N G. Remember the drink.
Yes. And then what facility? Was it in Pasadena?
No. It was in Northridge. I was in Northridge.
Northridge?
Dignity Health. Dignity Health Medical Center, Northridge, off Roscoe Boulevard. I don't know the address.
Okay, no worries. I'm doing a Google search right now. I actually used to go to school
okay.
in Northridge.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
Dignity Health.
Okay. And then I remember when you said San Fernando Valley, you know about California.
Yeah, we're actually located in Orange County.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And is Dignity Health the same healthcare facility where you were treated?
Yes.
Okay. And was it the same doctor that treated you?
Yes.
Okay, just want to confirm. And the phone number that I have for Google, do you have the doctor's phone number or no?
If I had to find it, but.
Okay, so the number that I'm seeing on Google is 323-254-0046. Does that sound correct?
I can't recall. It was 7 years ago.
No worries.
It could be.
Okay. That's the number that's showing up for Dr. Ronald Tang on Google.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So did you want to use that phone number, the 323-254-0046?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, please.
All right. And then I have two last questions for you. How has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
To be honest, I'm very aware of certain just shit just being sprayed. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you just don't know. Even if you're in the kitchen doing some bleaching down your counter, it still comes out in the air. I'm kind of leery of just any chemical just in the atmosphere.
Okay.
So leery, when I wouldn't say leery, I would just say aware.
Okay.
More careful.
Alrighty, I went ahead and wrote that down. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact number if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
No.
Does not? And do we have permission to contact this person if needed?
Yes.
And who is this person to you?
Family member.
Family member.
Actually, my ex-wife.
Okay, ex-wife. And can I get her first and last name?
Ramona Burns.
Ramona?
Yes.
And same last name as yours. And can I get her phone number?
Yes. 818-674-3721.
3721. Okay, perfect. Alrighty, so Christopher, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and read everything out to you that we just went over on the phone. I'm going to go through it super quick. If I'm going too fast for you at all, or if something sounds inaccurate, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Yes.
All right. So you don't already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, specifically diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. You were diagnosed roughly around October 11, 2017. You are filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you sprayed Roundup at the address of 6600 Vanalden Ave, apartment 31 in Reseda, California, zip code 91335. You sprayed Roundup for roughly around 6 years. For a family history of cancer, I wrote down your father died from cancer, but you're unsure of exactly which one. In regards to yourself, your first name is Christopher, spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R, last name Burns, B-U-R-N-S. I have your date of birth as February 3rd, 1966, and I have your social security number as 273-76-6481. I have your height as 5'6", and your weight as 155 pounds. I have your email as washwetem@gmail.com, spelled washwetem@gmail.com.
No. No. No.
Go for it.
Email. Between the wash and in between the wash, there's a letter N. So it's washnwetem.
Okay. So for the email, I have washnwetem@gmail.com.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
And then I have the phone number is 818-371-5416. I have the The date that you started spraying Roundup roughly around August 1st, 2011, and the date that you stopped spraying as October 11, 2017. You sprayed Roundup roughly around 52 times a year. You sprayed in the state of California. You sprayed residentially, directly. You sprayed it yourself. You sprayed roughly around 300 times in your lifetime. You purchased the Roundup from Home Depot, and it was a concentrate. I have your employer as self-employed car detailing, mobile car detailing around San Fernando Valley. I have the dates that you missed for work as October 2017 to April 2018 as being in and out of the hospital doing outpatient treatment. I have the date of your bankruptcy that you filed bankruptcy in the year of 2000 in Ohio, and that it's been discharged. And I have your diagnosing and treating doctor name as Dr. Ronald Tang, and you received treatment and was diagnosed at Dignity Health, Northridge Medi Hospital Medical Center. And the address I have is 18300 Roscoe Boulevard in Northridge, California, zip code 91325. I have the date that you started your treatment as October 20th, 2017, and you did chemotherapy and immunotherapy. I have your current full address as 6600 Vanilden Ave, apartment 31 in Los Angeles County, California, zip code 91335, also known as Reseda, California, zip code 91335. And I have your emergency contact as your ex-wife who does not live with you. We do have permission to contact this person if needed. Her name is Ramona, spelled Ramona, last name Burns, Burns. Phone number 818-674-3721.
Correct.
Is there anything you'd like me to add?
No.
Okay. There is one thing I'm putting a note of, that you smoke cigars occasionally, just so they know.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents right now. Go ahead and put me on speakerphone.
Speaker. Okay.
You're about to get a text from a DocuSign, so go ahead and click on it. There's going to be a link attached to it. Go ahead and click on that link. Once you click on the link, you have to
Okay.
agree to the terms and conditions and hit start with the yellow buttons. It's going to prompt you to do a bunch of signatures.
Okay, let me get my glass.
No worries, take your time.
Click on the link, DocuSign.
Yes.
Okay, do you agree to receive messages? Yes.
Perfect.
DocuSign. Allow. Washington button. Continue. That your picture?
I think my picture is on there. Yes, I just found out the other day.
Okay.
Yeah,
So it says please sign. So at the bottom it, I agree, yes.
so you're gonna go ahead and sign. I had a client that I was speaking to on the phone the other day, and she's like, "You're really pretty." I'm like, "What?" And she's like, "Your picture is here." And I was like, "Huh? I didn't know that."
Well, see, it's better if a female said. I didn't want to say it, but I will confirm her.
Thank you. You're sweet. Thank you so much.
Okay, so now, do I hit start?
Yes, hit start.
Okay. Okay, so. Oh, okay, I put my signature in here.
Okay, and then you'll hit continue.
Oh, it says adopt and sign.
Yes, so go ahead and hit adopt and sign.
Okay. So, yeah.
Okay, draw my initials. Okay. Besides the initial. Okay. Okay, so I just keep going as it tell me to keep going.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Start sending. Start to sign. You plan. Okay. I don't. Am I done? It says start sending and sign it.
You are all done. Okay, perfect, Christopher. So what it's going to do is it's going to email you a copy of the documents so you have them. So in the next 24 okay. to 48 hours, the attorneys are going to contact you to verify your case. So they're going to verify all the information we went over on the phone. So just be aware that they're going to call you or be mindful of the fact that they're going to call you because if you don't speak to them, they won't be able to get started on your case. So also keep that in mind. With that being said, it's also Thursday, so there's a chance they might not contact you until Monday or Tuesday. But if you don't hear from them, let me know. I'd be more than happy to help you connect to them. What I just went ahead and did was I sent you.
Do I have your number?
Yeah, so what I just went ahead and did was I just sent you a text from a 949 number. That's going to be my direct line. So if you need to reach me for any reason, that's going to be your main point of contact. So if you have any questions, any concerns, anything like that, that's where you text me. If you happen to know of anyone that used Roundup that was affected by it, you can send them my information as well. I'd be more than happy to help them. With that being said, Christopher, I do want to thank you so, so much for your time. It was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm happy to hear that you're doing so much better. And if you have any questions, any concerns, anything like that, again, please don't hesitate to reach out, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.